Well, it's like they have guests from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 hot seat. Today we're joined on the line by Racky Pancholi. She is the NDP's education critic and also the MLA for Edmonton White Mud. I guess, first of all, Racky, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
All right. Main thing we'll have to talk about today is, of course, over the past couple of weeks, I've had all the kids go back to schools, and that has bring up some discussions around class sizes in schools around the province. Now, I know you yourself and your NDP launched a recent survey around that topic. What did you tell us for, I guess, some of the reasons for getting the survey up and running?
Yeah, thanks for that, Kyle. So yeah, on Friday, we, as the official opposition, we launched a survey on class sizes, but not just on class sizes, to really get a picture of what's happening in Alberta schools around the province with respect to cuts to education that have, you know, basically we're feeling the impact in the classrooms of cuts that have taken place over the last 4 years. Now, I will be clear that in budget 2023, the Alberta government did increase education funding by about 5%. But it's important to keep in mind that that's after 4 years of actually keeping education spending flat and in some cases cutting it. And that's even though across the province, we've seen a huge increase in not only the number of students, so we have thousands of more Alberta students in our school system than we did in 2019, but we also have much more complex classrooms, right? So we know that the impact of the pandemic, learning loss, mental health challenges, we've seen kids need more supports in their classrooms. But instead, what we know is happening anecdotally is that a number of classes across the province, school boards across the province, we're seeing increased numbers of kids in each class. Now, about 4 years ago, the UCP government stopped tracking and reporting on class sizes. That used to be something that would happen for many years in this province. And so we don't have a picture anymore about how big class sizes are in schools across the province. So we started this survey to basically ask Alberta teachers and parents to tell us, give us a little bit of information. You know, what grade is your child in? What grade do you teach? And how many students are in your class? As well as what other supports might have been affected because of the cuts over the last few years. So we're asking them to basically give us this information. We won't be using it. We're not going to out any school boards and say, you know, this school board's really bad, but we're just trying to get a picture so that we have some transparency around what's actually happening in classrooms across the province.
Now, will it also be kind of, in a way, sort of looking at kind of resources at schools? Because you got to think, you know, as you get further away from the bigger centers and into some schools and some smaller communities like you might find around here, that, you know, some of the resources available may be a little different and a little more limited. So will there be some stuff in the survey kind of also looking at kind of stuff around that?
Yeah, absolutely. So along with asking about class sizes, we're asking people to sort of report on what kind of supports they're getting in the classroom for their child or for their students, and maybe what changes have happened to those supports. Because as you mentioned, Kyle, we know that their resources in the classroom is equally important. So it's not just how many students to a teacher, but one of the things we know that we're hearing from, parents across the province is there's not as many EAs in classrooms. And EAs are really important, not just for the kids who have maybe, you know, diverse learning needs or they need a little extra support in the classroom. But we know that the EAs, you know, being there to support those students who need it actually helps all the students in the classroom, right? So if a teacher doesn't have an EA, or they're trying to manage some classroom behaviors with one or two or even a handful of particular students, what that does is it takes away from the opportunity for that teacher to work with the entire class. So we know that the lack of EAs actually impacts all kids. And we do know that is absolutely the case. Even the UCP government has recognized that we do not have enough EAs in classrooms. And along with that, you know, we want to make sure that, especially in communities like in Peace Country, you know, it's challenging to get some of those professionals like speech language pathologists or occupational therapists or mental health support workers actually in the schools, right? They hard to get those resources for those communities, period, but particularly in the school. So we need to see that there is a strategy and a plan to make sure that there's ways to access those supports no matter where a student is, because every student should have the same quality of education and should have access to the resources that they need to be successful. And that needs to be the case no matter where you live in the province. So we are asking in the survey to also get a picture of what resources do students need and what maybe has been lost. And even if that's impacted their school fees, for example, we're asking about that as well, because we know that in some communities, the cuts to funding have meant that school boards have had to increase fees to parents. And I don't think I need to tell you, Kyle, that right now, you know, everything, especially if you look at things like electricity and insurance, those have gone through the roof for people. And now is not a time to be asking parents to pay more in school fees as well. But we are hearing that that's happening. So really, the survey is a way for us to get some transparency so that we can better advocate for Alberta students and for better classroom supports.
Definitely a lot of focus on kind of the students end of thing, but will this also be a way to kind of get more attention on sort of things that, you know, the teachers need more, like you mentioned, you know, more assistance or even just, you know, hiring more teachers in general? Will this kind of be also a way to sort of help in that area as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that like both the UCP and then during the last election and we as the Alberta NDP, we made it very clear that we need more teachers. Absolutely. Because when we talk about large class sizes, there's, you know, two big reasons for that. One is that we don't have enough teachers across the province, and we certainly need more because, of course, the number of students have been increasing exponentially. We've also seen lots of teachers retire or maybe go part-time or they've stepped away from teaching. But also the second reason why we're seeing large class sizes is because, of course, we don't have the school buildings. We've really slowed down. The UCP has really slowed down school construction across the province in the last 4 years. We simply do not see the same number of schools or, projects that to modernize or expand schools. They just haven't been taking place over the last 4 years. So it's not keeping up with the number of students. So, yes, this will give us a picture of the class sizes, which may mean we're going to be advocating for more schools to be built, but also for more teachers. We committed in the last election that we would hire 4,000 more teachers over the next 4 years. The UCP made a smaller commitment, but we're going to be asking for, you know, some accountability on that. What progress has been made to hire more teachers so that we can reduce class sizes and kids get a better shot at a better education?
And I know you launched this survey up last week. Where can people exactly find that survey to kind of offer their opinions, if you will?
Yeah, thanks for that, Kyle. You just go to our website is albertasfuture.ca, and you'll see the link right there, and it'll ask for some information, and you know, people can fill out whatever they feel comfortable about. I can tell you we launched it on Friday, and we've already received hundreds of replies. And some of the stories are pretty heartbreaking, right? Hearing about, you know, kindergarten classrooms with 32 students in it. I don't know if you're a parent, Kyle, but if you can try to imagine, that many five-year-olds in one classroom, that's not the ideal way for kids to start off their education. I've heard about junior high classes, that have 48 students in them. High school classes, you know, that have over 50. These are the stories we're already hearing. And I don't think any teacher or parent would, you know, agree that that's an appropriate class size. And I want to be clear, class size isn't everything. I mean, it's about the complexity of that classroom as well. But this is where we start with getting some better transparency. I'd like to call on the UCP government as well to go back to reporting on class sizes, because I think Albertans deserve to know. And if they did that, then we wouldn't have to do this kind of survey. But that's why we're doing it, because Albertans need a picture of what's really happening out there. Because I think we can all agree that we want to set up our kids for success. And having over 30 elementary school age kids in one classroom is not setting them up for success.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the 2055 Hot Seat, I always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show that there is an actual person behind some of these politicians out there. Of course, we are coming up on fall right now in Alberta, as you can definitely tell by the leaves changing colors on the trees outside my window here. So a lot of people maybe have different activities they like to go to in the autumn time. What about with you? What are some of your go-to fall activities?
Oh, that's a good question, and I feel like I should have been better prepared for that, Kyle, because I knew that you always ask a fun question. I am a big walker. I love to walk. I have a dog, and I like to walk my dog, and actually, I walked this morning to my kids to school and took an extra long route because the changing colors of the trees is probably one of my favorite times of the year, and so I just really like to get out and walk as much as I can. I'm lucky in Edmonton where I live. I'm pretty close to some really great paths through the river valley. And so I like to do that, as well as I've recently started running a little bit. So I find it's good for clearing my head, listening to some good music, obviously staying active and getting outside and enjoying the good weather. So this is the perfect time to do it. It's much better than the heat of the summer. So I'll be outside walking and running.
Definitely kind of have to agree with you on some of those points there. But anyhow, Racky Panchuli, the NDP's education critic, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyla. Always a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks so much.